You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first up on the show, we have former 95BFM reporter who is now living in London chatting to us about the results from the UK election. Hello, Jack. Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly well. So
brilliant.
The Conservatives could still secure an overall majority, but where are the polls sitting at now?
Yeah, so it's early days yet, but currently Labour is sitting with 10 seats and the Conservatives are sitting at 5. What's really going to be interesting in this election is really we're going to see the first real results of the British public after Brexit, of course. So the UKIP is standing in a few places, but isn't standing in a few strongholds around the country where it used to be. And it'll be interesting to see how the vote there is split between Labour and the Conservatives.
Yeah, so speaking of Brexit, what do you think that if the Conservatives do secure a majority seat, what do you think that'll mean for Brexit?
Well, the first talks for Brexit are meant to be starting in 10 days from, well, today. Well, it's 1 o'clock here in the morning, so, you know, 9 days from now. If the Conservatives get in, I imagine it'll the axe will continue to fall, and it'll be as quick and probably painful, and it'll probably hurt the pound. As you can see, that the pound took a sharp fall when the exit polls were announced. That had not only a hung parliament, but a Conservative minority. However, there were polls a couple of days before the election that showed Labour and Jeremy Corbyn on the up. So it'll be interesting, and with that, the pound grew a little. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the pound as well.
Yeah, so if it ends up being a hung parliament, how do you think that will affect Brexit?
It'll slow it down, I'm sure. It'll turn even more of a cluster F. It'll just be very painful to watch and to be a part of.
Yeah. So what?
It's a tricky situation no matter who gets in. It really blindsided everybody here. You know, I remember on the election night, you know, getting drunk with lots of people in London. Obviously, that was my fault. And everyone you talk to would say, yeah, no way in heck, we're not leaving the Euro.
Yeah.
Well, not leaving the Euro, but leaving the Union. But of course, I didn't talk to anyone outside of the M25 of London. And of course, the temperature over there was very, very different.
Yeah, it was a pretty shocking result. So what's been the vibe around voting today that you've experienced?
Well, I voted in the middle of the day because I work at night. It was pretty quiet, and I'm in Hackney, in East London, where, you know, everyone kind of, the polls open at 7 and close at 10 p.m. This evening, 7 a.m. that is. So it was more or less another day, but there were polling stations open. But everyone I spoke to, of course, you know, I'm liberal London, and everyone voted for London, for Labour rather, pretty much. And where I live is a long-time Labour stronghold, so I don't think where I live and a lot of my friends live will make too much of a difference. However, it'll be interesting to see where a lot of Scotland goes with the SNP or maybe Conservative. However, Scotland famously voted to remain in the EU Union, and there's a lot of disgruntled voters out there.
Yeah, so also with the recent events in London, do you think this has affected the result?
It would be interesting when the bridge attack happened, campaigning was called off. However, there were calls that when Theresa May made her first speech after the attacks, that she attacked Corbyn subtly or in subtext. However, it's really interesting. It's too hard to say, really. And it hasn't stopped anyone from coming out to vote. But that's just this moxie of the British people more than anything.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of up to speculation of whether people think the current government are doing enough, or their reaction to the attacks, whether that affected the polling.
I think when you look at the effects of the attack, it took 8 minutes for the cops to get there and shoot the bad guys may wanted to take away policing, lower numbers and things. What's his name? Jesus has come out and said he wants more cops. He's put out a plan for more cops in London. So it's anyone's guess at which way it'll go.
Yeah, and so just sort of lastly, I mean, if we end up with a hung parliament, do you think that would be seen as a bit of a loss for or a failure for the Conservatives?
Yeah, absolutely. So Theresa May got in power after Cameron stepped down after Brexit loss, which he wanted to remain in. He said, if we're out, I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, she stepped in. She said there won't be an election. There will be an election. She's quite a famous flip-flopper on many topics.
Yeah.
I think this is going to really bite them in the bottom. She was going into this expecting her to get more seats, more power, but already I think we're seeing a few seats lost. Even since the conversation started, Labour have taken 3 more seats. Again, still early days, but it's 13 Labour, 5 Conservative seats.
Yeah, so it's going to be very interesting to see the final result. Hopefully we won't be too far away from seeing that.
We've got a bit of a long night ahead of us. So
yeah.
Yeah, but yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to us, Jack. It's been great to have you on the show.
Pleasure.
All right, have a good day.
It's nice to be back on the bay.
Yeah, see you later.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.